Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning the last Mishnah Maseches Nedarim and the first Mishnah Maseches Nazir. And today's Mishnahs are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find your Zivug Hagon, Bekarav Mamish. So Mishnah Yubreiz tells us, Barishayna Hayu Aimrim, originally the Chum used to say as follows, Shalish Nashim Yotzeis V'Netlis Ksuba. The following three women, they leave their marriages, their husband has to divorce them, and they get paid their Ksuba. So who are these women? Number one, Aimeres Tmeani Lecha, she tells her husband, I'm Tamei to you. And this is specifically talking about the wife of a Kayin, who tells her husband, I was violated. And we know that if the wife of a kohen is nanas, she's usher to her husband. Or if she says, Shamayim beini levencha, only something that Shamayim can know is between me and you. What's this referring to? So she makes a claim that when they're having relations, he's not yair kechetz, he doesn't ejaculate with force, and therefore they're not able to have children. And that's only something that Shamayim could know, and this is her claim. And again, Barishayna, he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba. And lastly, she tells him, Netula ani mina yehudim, I'm usher to have tashmish with all yidin. And the reason why this nether would be chal is because it's obvious that she has a lot of pain during tashmish, and therefore he would have to divorce her and give her a ksuba. However, Chazru Laimer the Chum went back to say, wouldn't want a woman to look at another man, somebody else, and decide she wants to marry him, and then she's going to mess her husband up by making one of these claims. And so therefore the Chachamim changed it. Ella, rather, they said as follows, if the wife of a Kayin told her husband that she's tamei to him, tavi raya dvarel. She has to bring a proof to that. She's not just believed as is. And if she says, Shemayim beini levencha, yasu derech bakasha. So then we ask her nicely, we're mevakish from her not to continue saying this because she's not believed, and since she can't prove it, so she has to just stop saying these things because there's no use for her. And lastly, when she says Netula ani mina yehudim, making this neder, the tashmish is usher to her, so yafer chalkai, her husband is made for his chelek, utein shamashtai, and he could have tashmish with her, utein netula mina yehudim. But the rest of her neder is chal, and she's also have tashmish with all other yidin, and the practical nafkamina is that if her husband dies or divorces her, she's not allowed to get married. With this, we finish Maseches Nedarim. Mazel tov for finishing this Maseches together, and just like we're zecher to finish this Maseches together, we should be zecher to finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. And without further ado, we move on to the next Masechta, Maseches Nazir. So Torah and Parshas Nasai, Perek Vav, discusses Nazirus. And the basic idea is as follows. When a man or a woman makes a nether of Nazirus, they are now a Nazir. And a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine or consume grape products. A Nazir can't become Tamei Meis, and they're not allowed to cut their hair. Now at the end of the Nazirus period, Nazir shaves their hair and brings three karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. Now if a Nazir becomes Tamei during his Nazirus, first has to go through the whole entire process for one who becomes Tamei. He has to shave his head, after which he brings three karbanos, which are different than the regular karbanos of Nazirus, and then he restarts his entire Nazirus. Now we're going to learn about many different Nazirus related things, different time periods of Nazirus, that standard Nazirus is for 30 days, but a person could also make himself a Nazir forever, and that there's two different types of Nazirus like that, one called Nazir Olam and one called Nazir Shimshon, and obviously many other dinim. So now moving on to the first Mishnah, which is very similar to the first Mishnah in Maseches Nedarim. Just like we learned by Nedarim, that it has to be expressed in a very clear manner, so it's the same thing by Nazirus. And regarding this, we had two different Lashonos, one called Kinuyim and the other one called Yadais. Now, kinui usually means a nickname, and over here it means one of the non-standard yet similar terms a person could use to make himself a Nazir. And a yad, which literally means a handle, like the handle of a kli, is a partial expression of Nazirus, which counts as a full Nazirus. Even though a person didn't say the whole lashon, still it's like the handle of a pot or pan. When you hold onto the handle, you're holding onto the whole pot or pan. Same thing, when a person expresses a lashon of Nazirus by way of yad, so now he makes himself a full-fledged Nazir. As the Mishnah tells us as follows, kol kinui Nazirus ken Nazirus, any lashon of a kinui by Nazirus is like a full-fledged lashon of Nazirus. Now the Mishnah takes a pause and does not discuss kinuim of Nazirus, it discusses yadais. So Ha'aymer, let's say a person says, Ehei, I shall be like that. And this is referring to when a Nazir is passing in front of him and he says, Ehei, I shall be. So Harei is a Nazir, this fellow is a Nazir, and that's a yad. Ay, let's say the person says, Ehei nave, I'm going to be beautiful, and he's holding onto his hair at the time, clearly indicating that he's going to be beautiful by growing his hair out, which is what Nazirim do. So in this case as well, Nazir, he's a Nazir. Now moving on to Kinuyim, the Mishnah says, let's say a person expresses Nazik, Naziach, or Paziach, he uses one of these Lashonos, Harei is a Nazir, he's a Nazir, and the reason why these are valid Lashonos is because this is what Gayim call a Nazir, and so therefore it's considered a Kinuy, and it's a valid Lashon. Moving on to other Lashonos, let's say there's a Nazir passing by this fellow, and he says, Hareini Kazeh, I'm gonna be like that guy. Or he holds onto his hair, and he says, Hareini Misalsel, I'm gonna be Misalsel, which is a Lashon of a person making their hair, or smoothing their hair, or he's holding onto his hair, and he says, Hareini Mechalkel, I'm gonna grow my hair out. Or he says, Hare Olayla Shalech Pera, I'm going to grow my hair wild. So in all these cases, Hare is a Nazir. He's a Nazir. Now we're going to have a machlekes. Let's say a person says, Hare Olay Tzeparim, I take upon myself to bring birds. So Rameir says, Nazir, he's a Nazir. And that's because when a Nazir becomes Tameh, part of his Tahara process is bringing two birds as a carbon. So Rameir says, this is a Lashon of Naziros. However, Chamayim and Lachamim say, any Nazir, he's not a Nazir. This is not a clear expression that he wants to be a Nazir, because not all Nazirim become Tameh, and therefore not all Nazirim have to bring birds, and therefore this fellow is not a Nazir, but he still has to bring birds to the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah, Beis, and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.